It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm thinking of a neighbor right now who is going to bring something over to show us in just a little while. And this is a puzzle of that neighbor. I'm going to put it together on the kitchen table. Come along with me. And this will give you a hint of who's going to come in just a little while. That's who it is. Now I'll put the pieces of the puzzle together, and you'll see. See down there? That's a hint. And there's the other wheel on the bicycle. Let me see now, how does this fit on? Oh, down here like that. That goes like that. That goes like that. And who is it? That's Mr. McFeely. Yes. Promised to bring me something to show you. Mm-hmm. There he is. Speedy delivery. Oh, that may be he now. Sounds like the back door. Yep, there he is.
Speedy delivery. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Come in.
Alrighty, here's the speedy delivery.
Sit down a minute. Look what I showed my friend. Why, told him you'd be coming.
A McFeely puzzle, right?
Right.
Well, that's the puzzle, but here's the real Mr. McFeely.
You're absolutely right.
With a delivery for you.
Oh, who are there two?
Two of them, two little deliveries.
Oh, let me see if I can get, isn't that pretty? Look at this. I'll try to flip it over for you to see. Doesn't it sparkle? That's a diamond, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to touch them. That's why we should just leave them on the paper. And here's another one. There it is.
Look at that one. I mean, this one's a diamond too?
Right. They're both diamonds, but the black one is more rare.
Oh. So I guess it's more expensive too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look how they go.
They're quite sparkly.
They surely are.
Well, I think I'd better be getting these back to Mr. Kaplan.
Well, you see, there's a man who knows a great deal about diamonds over at Bob Trow's. And I had hoped that I could show you some. Do you think I could go with you?
Well, yes, you can, but you have to do exactly what he tells you when we get there. Already?
Okay.
Already.
There's
one wrapped up.
One.
We'll take them back over.
I like them.
There
you are.
I stayed today because I wanted to take these precious things back to Mr. Kaplan.
Sure.
Already.
Let's go to Bob Trow's and meet Mr. Kaplan. All right.
Speedy delivery.
We'll be back in a little bit, Fish. Your care.
Oh.
There's Chef Brockett.
Hi, Chef Brockett. I can't stop to talk to you because I'm helping some friends with a football game.
Oh, great. Have a good time.
See ya.
I didn't know Chef Brockett was interested in football.
He's interested in many things.
Oh, great man. Come along.
Speedy delivery. Hello there. Hey. Brought Mr. Rogers along.
Sorry you did. Hi, Fred. Huh? Like you to meet Mr. Kaplan, Fred Rogers.
Glad to know you, Mr. Kaplan.
Glad to know you, Mr. Rogers.
There are your diamonds, Mr. Kaplan.
Thank you for the speedy delivery.
Yeah. You're welcome. They go right in this little box there, don't they?
Yes, they do. We have a black one and a white one.
Yes, we've seen them. I
have to put these right in place. And we have to do this with a pair of tweezers so that we won't dirty the diamonds. There's the black one.
Mr. Kaplan said that the oil from the skin actually dulls the diamonds.
Yes, it does. And then we have to get them all shiny again. There we are. There they are, the way they were originally.
Look how those glisten. What about the ones down here?
Well, those are diamonds that show all the standard variations in color. These go from a slight yellow to a real clear white. Mm. And as they move up in this direction, they become more and more valuable because they are scarcer that way. And the scarcest of all of them on this tray is this black one. And that's why that's the most valuable of all.
And what about those little ones over next to the tray?
Well, these over here are even more valuable because these are extremely rare colors. Most people don't know that diamonds occur in all the colors of the rainbow, but they do. And you can see, for example, here's a very, very deep yellow one, and here's a pale yellow one. Here's a beautiful pink. Here's a green and a brown and a black and a most beautiful blue. They really do occur in every shade of the rainbow.
Imagine, a rainbow of diamonds.
Well, now that the diamonds are back where they belong, I have more deliveries to make, so I'm just going to say speedy delivery, everybody. Good day.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye. Well, I guess he's seen a lot of what you're doing here, but I certainly would like to see it, too.
All right. Well, what we really do is to change something like this, which is the diamond, as it comes out of the mine.
You mean this is the way they're found in the ground?
That's a very special specimen. Most of them really look more like this. This is the diamond I'm going to cleave, and you can see that this isn't as beautifully shaped as that one, but they're both exactly the same thing. This happens to be a very, very beautiful, regular formed specimen.
Well, are they like that? I mean, are there a lot of them together?
Oh, my. This is the kind of gravel that we find the diamonds in. And I'll just pour it right around that big diamond.
Oh, you mean that's what it would look like in the ground?
That's right. But in order to find a diamond, not even as big as that, but a diamond as big as this, in the ground, we have to go through 35 tons, at least 35 tons, of material like that before we find one diamond like that. That's why the diamonds are so expensive.
Wow.
They're so scarce.
35 tons of gravel to find something. My. What's that like? I mean, what do the places look like?
Well, I can give you... I have some pictures here, and I can show them to you. Perhaps you'd like to look at that slide.
This one? Oh.
These are good, Fred.
Where's that?
Well, that's in Africa. That's in Sierra Leone. And here you have a picture of what the digging looks like. You see the big steam shovel and the big trench in front of it?
Yes.
Well, in order to get to the area of the gravel where the diamonds occur, where they've been put down many, many, many millions of years ago, that steam shovel has to remove all of the dirt above the layer of gravel where the diamonds exist. The gravel. And would you like to look at the next picture, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Now you can see what that trench looks like after it's been dug away. Mm-hmm. You see the grass and trees at the top.
Yes.
And then you see there's a layer of ground underneath that. That's ordinary soil and sand, and that has to be taken away by the steam shovel. Then there's another layer, like the middle layer in a cake, which is clay. It's heavier ground. And then the last layer down below is where the diamonds occur. That's the gravel that's been swept down by the streams millions of years ago. And what I'd like to show you is how we change something like this, as it comes out of the mine, into something like this, which are the beautiful gems that we like to create. One of the processes that we have to go through is when we have a diamond with a big flaw in the middle, a rough diamond with a big flaw in the middle, we split the stone in half so that we then can get two smaller halves, both of which are clean. And the process is known as cleaving.
Cleaving.
Cleaving. It really means splitting. Splitting. And we split the diamond just the same way you do a piece of wood, by using a wedge, a steel wedge that looks like this. This is an enlarged view of that steel wedge.
I'd like to see you do one.
Well, the way to do it is to take a diamond, and we've decided on how we're going to divide that diamond, and we're going to divide it along the black line, which I hope you can see there. And the way we do this is to make a groove in the diamond with another sharp-edged piece of diamond. And the only way we can cut a diamond, because it's the hardest thing in the world, the only way we can cut a diamond is by touching it, scratching it, or polishing it with other sharp-edged, with other pieces of diamond. And I think we've got this groove pretty nearly ready. We had prepared it originally, and we're going to set this diamond in this prearranged holder. And I think you can see the black line at the top. And then we're going to take a steel wedge, like the wooden wedge I showed you before, and we're going to very, very carefully place it in the groove that we've dug. And this has to be very carefully done, because if we don't do it just right, we're going to break this diamond into little bits.
And you want it in two pieces, is that?
We want it in two smooth pieces. And we're going to hold that knife very, very securely with our fingers and... Well, I think we're going to have to do that one again. It didn't quite go.
Very difficult thing to do, isn't it?
That time we got it. And there is the diamond. There's one half of the diamond here, and another half of the diamond is left in the stick. And you see how smooth those two surfaces are.
What a treat to see that happen.
Well,
to see you do it.
Well, it's really fun. And one of the wonderful things about this work is that no two diamonds are ever the same. They're all quite different individuals.
Just like people.
Just like people. And you have to handle them all differently, just like people.
Were you always interested in such things as jewels and things, even when you were a little boy?
Even when I was a little boy, I very often used to go to watch my father cutting diamonds. He taught me. And, you know, it was a weekly ceremony when I was a little boy. Dad used to make models of diamonds, and it was a ceremony after each Sunday meal for him to explain to my brother and myself all the different ways in which diamonds are cut.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaplan. It's really great to have been with you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr.
Thank
Rogers.
You. Glad
Thanks,
you came
Bob.
Over,
Fred.
You have great
Thank
friends.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So long.
Mr. Kaplan's father helped him to know so much about diamonds. He said they're the hardest thing in the world. You know, some people wear sparkling diamonds on their fingers. Some people wear them around their necks. Some even wear them on their ears. And some people don't wear them at all, of course. Diamonds are very expensive for jewelry. Costs a lot of money. Sometimes it just costs too much money. Yeah. Now, in our opera, let's pretend that Lady Aberlin is going to get a great big diamond. What is that name that she wants to be called in the opera? Miss Morgan, isn't it? Let's pretend that she and Reardon are practicing Miss Morgan's song right now. At the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? To the neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
Dirty work, all I need is dirt.
Hi, trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Hi there.
Dirty work, and now let's see that, and then I'm going to buy an apartment. I know, try that beginning part once more. I'm going to buy an apartment.
I'm going to buy an apartment house and an 18-carat diamond. A chain of stores.
What? Wait a minute. I was just thinking. Well, you know, X has a picture of an apartment house. Mm-hmm. Where in the world are we ever going to get an 18-carat diamond for the opera?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Here you are.
Well, that doesn't look anything like a diamond.
Anything goes in an opera.
Well, yes, but I thought it should be something shiny.
Well, we could ask Corny to shine it up in his factory.
Ah, good idea.
Okay. Corny.
Corny. Corny.
It's almost opera time.
Oh, well, hello there.
Hi, Corny.
Hello, Corny.
Hi. What could I do for you?
Would you please make this into a diamond ring for me?
But it's just a rock. How do you expect me to do that?
Well, Corny, she only wants a pretend diamond.
Oh, a pretend diamond. Well, certainly. Just wait a minute.
I'm going to buy a...
and an 18-carat diamond.
Oh. Well, here it is.
Oh, thank you very, very much, sir.
There it is for you.
How much will it cost?
$1.
$1? One single dollar for an 18-carat diamond?
Well, Lady Evelyn, it's just a pretend diamond.
Oh, yes, of course. I almost forgot. $1. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Which reminds me.
What?
Thank you, Corny.
We better go see if X has all the play money printed up, hmm?
Oh, sure.
Well, thanks for your help, Corny.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to do what I can for the arts.
It's beautiful. Oh.
Well, well, well.
I really feel really like Miss Morgan.
He did a good job on that,
though.
Didn't he? Ground
he did.
It down.
You can count on Corny.
X.
Hey there, how in the world are you?
Just fine,
thank you.
Well, I guess you've come for your money.
Yes, I'd like several quadrillion.
Several quadrillion coming up.
Oh, thank you.
Look what we found
without looking.
There they are. How do you like this for big money?
Well, that is excellent, X.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
It is beautiful money, X. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Speedy delivery, everybody.
Oh,
good day.
Oh, dear, Mr. McFeely, wouldn't you like to be in an opera with me?
Oh, well, I've never been in an opera. What could I be?
What could he be?
Oh, well, why couldn't he be himself? I mean, everybody needs a speedy delivery one time or another.
Of course, X is right. Well, you could deliver the sheets and things from the laundry to the apartment house.
That's what they'll get. That's what they'll get. Oh, speedy delivery. Something like that?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'll
very
practice
good.
Some more.
Mr. McFeely, that was just gorgeous. And now... here's some money.
Is that my payment in play money, right?
It's play money.
Well, no, yes,
we use this in the opera, right?
Oh, yes.
All righty. Yes, thank you, and speedy delivery. That's what they'll get. I'll just go practice some more.
Good
speedy
for you, Mr. McFeely.
That's what they'll get. Speedy.
Well, hello, Mr.
McFeely. Hello there, Yoshi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm going to be in the opera. Are you?
I'm not sure yet. In fact, I've just come to ask the king if I may.
Oh, well, let's find out. I want to show you something here. Lady Evelyn is going to play a very rich woman, and she gave me some money. That's what you do. This is in the opera. Here comes the king.
Hello, King Friday.
Miss Ito and Mr. McFeely, I presume.
Correct as usual,
King Friday.
What is that money I see?
Oh, this money right here is just... payment for a future singing job that I have, King Friday.
Show it to me more closely.
You see, there it is.
who is giving out this false money?
Well,
this is false money, I tell you. Who is giving it out?
Well, Lady Aberlin gave it to him, and it's just for
no buts about it. Lady Aberlin! Lady Aberlin, come to the castle at once. Where is she?
Here she is. You called, Uncle Friday?
Lady Aberlin, I understand that you have been giving out false money.
Oh, it's just play money for the opera tomorrow.
All money must have the king's photo on it.
Even play money?
All money.
Oh, dear.
You know, photographer Clemens could easily put the king's photo on all this money.
Oh, that's a good idea, Yoshi.
He could. And
what about you? Will you be in the opera?
If I may.
Well, I think so. What about it, King Friday?
With the king's photo on all money, my part-time pilot may sing in the opera.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Good. Thank you, Uncle Friday.
In that case, could I be a handball football player?
Well, you can be anything you like in
Great.
The opera.
Great. I'd like to play it with Chef Brockett, then.
Oh, that's a good idea. Put that down for Chef Brockett. So tomorrow, the rest of the money and the opera will be ready, Your Majesty.
I trust that they will be acceptable.
Oh, we all trust that, sire.
Yes, absolutely. Then carry on.
Without looking.
Oh, dear.
I do such work for the king.
We know that.
Maybe I'll carry his laundry.
Laundry.
Maybe he'll let me sing.
Oh, there you go again, Miss Polificate.
Oh, Uncle Friday,
Yes? Didn't
she have even a very little part in it?
Well, she's a full-time employee here.
Oh, but King Friday, if she took your laundry to the opera laundry, then she'd still be doing your work.
Still be doing my work. Oh, very well, but just for a minute or so.
Yes,
after you've shown my picture on the money.
Of course. You will. Of course, you'll show your picture on the money.
Yes, well, make it a good one, the opera tomorrow.
We'll do our best, Uncle Friday.
Yes, very good. Yes. Trolley, opera tomorrow.
Already in convergence. I'll practice.
Well, we'll make up that opera tomorrow. That's what we'll do here tomorrow. We'll make a new opera. Miss Morgan will buy an apartment house and an 18-carat diamond. 18-carat diamond. Well, that's going to be fun to do that. I have something I'd like to show you, though. This is a film about sparkling things. Not diamonds, but sparkling things in winter time. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find it pretty. Take a look at it. Things that sparkle. You see, we don't need money to discover things of beauty. expect, have you ever looked into somebody's eyes and seen sparkles? Or look at somebody's shiny teeth? Lots of beautiful things in the world. This plastic bag even sparkles. Here's a person who sparkles. Mr. McFeely. Yeah, he has sparkly insides. People are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Even fish sparkle. Mm-hmm. Puddles after the rain sparkle. Think of different things that sparkle. And look for them, too. Some of the most beautiful things we don't even see. Our own good feelings. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. We're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Tomorrow we'll have opera things to talk about. Sure, we'll make up that opera together. We can call it All in the Laundry. Okay? I'll be back then. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.